Welcome to Municipal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Kansas City Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting second. The center fielder, Russ Snyder. Batting third. The left fielder, Boog Powell. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jim Gentile. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Jackie Brandt. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting seventh. The catcher, Dick Brown. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Jerry Adair. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Steve Barber. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Steve Barber. For the Kansas City Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Gino Cimoli. Batting second. The shortstop, Wayne Causey. Batting third. The third baseman, Ed Charles. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Norm Seaburn. Batting fifth. The catcher, Doc Edwards. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Jerry Lump. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Ken Harrelson. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Bobby Del Greco. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ed Rakow. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, Ed Rakow. And now, play ball. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Causey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder strikes out. Two outs. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Cimoli. Powell reaches second base with a double. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile hits a fly ball into center field. Del Greco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Gino Cimoli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cimoli hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey strikes out. Two outs. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Brandt. The throw from Edwards and he is safe. Brandt steals second. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a pop-up towards third. Charles settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Doc Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump takes first base on ball four. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lump moves to second. Bobby Del Greco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Greco hits a fly ball into right field. Brandt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Steve Barber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barber hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 1 in the game. Aparicio strikes out. One out. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0 for 1 in the game. Snyder hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Barber moves to second. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Powell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Barber scores. Snyder moves to third. It's 1-0, Orioles. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 0 for 1 in the game. Gentile strikes out. Two outs. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Brandt hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 4-0 Orioles. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robinson hits a fly ball into center field. Del Greco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ed Rakow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rakow hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Gino Cimoli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cimoli is 0 for 1 in the game. Cimoli hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gentile fields the ball and throws to Barber covering. Safe. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0 for 1 in the game. Causey hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 0 for 1 in the game. Charles hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 1 in the game. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0 for 1 in the game. Adair hits a pop-up towards short. Causey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Steve Barber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barber is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Barber hits a ball on the ground towards first. Seaburn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Barber for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 0 for 1 in the game. Seaburn hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gentile scoops it up and throws to first, with Barber covering, for the out. One out. Doc Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0 for 1 in the game. Edwards hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Lump hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Harrelson hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Snyder. Harrelson reaches second base with a double. Edwards moves to third. Bobby Del Greco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Greco is 0 for 1 in the game. Del Greco hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Edwards scores. Harrelson moves to third. It's 4-1, Orioles. Chuck Essigian pinch hits for Ed Rakow. Chuck Essigian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essigian takes first base on ball 4. Del Greco moves to second. Gino Cimoli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cimoli is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cimoli hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gentile scoops it up and throws to first, with Barber covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Athletics 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Bill Fisher now pitching. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 2 in the game. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Causey misplays the ball. That's an error on Causey. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Aparicio. The throw from Edwards and he is safe. Aparicio steals second. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Snyder bunts towards the mound. Fisher fields it and throws to first for the out. Aparicio moves to third. One out. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Powell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Aparicio scores. That run is unearned. It's 5-1, Orioles. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 0 for 2 in the game. Gentile hits a pop-up towards third. Charles settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Brandt hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Del Greco. Brandt reaches second base with a double. Powell goes all the way around to score. Brandt moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 6-1, Orioles. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 2 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0 for 2 in the game. Causey hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 0 for 2 in the game. Charles hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Causey moves to second. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 0 for 2 in the game. Seaburn strikes out. One out. Doc Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Edwards hits a line drive into center field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Lump is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the Athletics 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-2 in the game. Brown strikes out. One out. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0-for-2 in the game. Adair hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Steve Barber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barber is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Barber hits a ball on the ground towards first. Seaburn fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-3 in the game. Aparicio hits a fly ball into center field. Del Greco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Harrelson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Del Greco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Greco is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Del Greco hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tony La Russa pinch hits for Bill Fisher. Tony La Russa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. La Russa hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Brandt, who is chasing the ball. La Russa reaches third base with a triple. Gino Cimoli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cimoli is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cimoli hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the Athletics 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Tom Sturdivant now pitching. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Snyder hits a fly ball into center field. Del Greco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got two RBIs. Powell hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Lump settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 0-for-3 in the game. Gentile hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Edwards settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Savarin now playing center field. Russ Snyder now playing left field. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Causey hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Adair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Charles hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaborn is 0-for-3 in the game. Seaborn hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gentile fields the ball and throws to Barber covering. Safe. Doc Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Edwards hits a fly ball into right field. Brandt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the Athletics 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 3-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Brandt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Causey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-3 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-3 in the game. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles juggles the ball. That's an error on Charles. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Adair hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sturdivant fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Lump hits a fly ball into center field. Savarin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Harrelson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Del Greco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Greco is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Del Greco hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson juggles the ball. That's an error on Robinson. Del Greco moves to second. Manny Jimenez pinch hits for Tom Sturdivant. Manny Jimenez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jimenez takes first base on ball 4. Jose Tardabul pinch runs for Manny Jimenez. Gino Cimolai is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cimolai is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Cimolai takes first base on ball 4. Del Greco moves to third. Tardabul moves to second. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Causey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the Athletics 1. The Orioles will come to bat. John Wyatt now pitching. Fred Valentine pinch hits for Steve Barber. Fred Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Valentine is thrown out after the base hit. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-4 in the game. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Hall now pitching. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Charles is called out on strikes. One out. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Seaburn hits a pop-up towards third. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Doc Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Edwards hits a fly ball into left field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 6, and Kansas City Athletics, 1. Goodbye from Municipal Stadium in Kansas City.